but I do recommend that you study Agenda 21. It's being implemented in every country in the world. Before the invasion of Iraq, Saddam Hussein was not implementing any portion of Agenda 21. Now it's being implemented, and the UN is ready to help rebuild Iraq right now. And we are the United Nations system, because if we stop the funding of the UN system, it completely collapses. It's a tool of the State Department. The State Department, according to Ralph Epperson, was infiltrated by communist agents in the 1930s. It had to be taken over, the State Department. We lost many soldiers in Korea, in Vietnam, the Second World War, for the UN system. The United Nations was formed on January 1st, 1942, barely a month after the attack on Pearl Harbor, which was a pre-planned event. We knew Pearl Harbor was going to be bombed, and the information was not sent to our leaders at Pearl Harbor. Anyway, I can understand people's frustration. Now, Richard, what's the best way to destroy a country?
Well, there's a lot of different ways.
How about flooding it with immigration where they can't communicate with each other? They have no knowledge of our constitutional republic, which has been set on hold since 1933. We really don't know what it's like to live under a constitutional republic. They tried to bring about a constitutional convention at one time. That was shot down. But the point is, yes, the way to destroy a country is to immigrate it. And those that participate in immigrating our country, I have a friend that can't find a girlfriend here, doesn't have a whole lot of knowledge about girlfriends and women. He's quite old, and he's reaching a point in his 30s that he's got to find a wife and get married and have a family. So what is he doing? He's going off to Russia to find a wife. Now,
well, that's about the only choice he's got.
Well, but the point is, with what's going on today, with what's happening around us today, why in the world would anybody in their right mind start a family?
Well, the plan is to do away with this entirely.
Come on, he's going to raise children. They're going to be global citizens. I made a decision in 1975 not to have a family just because of this that we're going through today. But the point is that you're right. They're immigrating our country on purpose, but it's being engineered by the State Department, the U.S. Mission of the United Nations. The U.N. system is big. It's a monster, and people aren't paying attention to this. John in Ohio was stating that the U.N.'s inconsequential. That is the biggest form of ignorance that I've ever heard in my life. Because you can see all the websites, you can see all the directions that are going on. And we're funding the UN to billions of dollars. We've been a vassal state of the UN system for years. Mexico's a communist country. They're allowing their people to come to this country. Vincente Fox, when I was off the air in 2002, I read something from the Associated Press where Vincente Fox said, "My people coming to America are not illegal. They're migrants under human rights treaties." And he's right. They're migrants
right.
Under human rights treaties. We're a vassal state of the UN system being engineered by the State Department. And the Communist Party is alive and well in Iraq. I see here the Central Committee of the Iraqi Communist Party has today issued a statement dealing with recent political developments in the country, especially regarding the current political impasse. And it's quite lengthy. It's dated April 28th of 2005 from Baghdad, Iraq. We've helped to engineer communism in Iraq.
Do they request that the U.S. troops withdraw?
I haven't read the entire portion of it, but I'm sure they would. Wouldn't we love the U.S. troops to withdraw? Wouldn't we like to bring all our troops home?
I would.
Well, sure we would. And so does the Communist Party USA. But there's where the Hegelian dialectic comes in to bring us under totalitarian communist control. Now, the people of China in 1949 received a bitter lesson about the difference between what they had with Chiang Kai-shek and what they received from Mao Zedong. And millions of people died. The destruction of the family happened. And with Elian Gonzalez from Cuba, he's being indoctrinated by the Tavistock Institute. He's being indoctrinated into a communist perspective. And yet, you don't see anybody escaping this country to go to other countries, do you? But people are escaping Cuba. People want to leave Cuba.
Yeah, but America is the only place that will take immigrants anymore. Well, America and Britain.
America is the last outpost for the semblance of freedom. And it's slowly but surely being eroded on purpose. And the direction to bankrupt city governments is well underway, where the federal government keeps feeding the local governments their money to implement MAPS, metropolitan area projects for kids, MAPS for kids, and directions to dumb down our population and bring in model United Nations classrooms is well underway. And here we see in the paper dated July 8th, United Nations urges solidarity in terrorism fight. Well, gee, didn't the United Nations not want us to go to Iraq to begin with? They didn't want us to go to Iraq to begin with, and yet they're ready to take over in Iraq. They're ready to rebuild Iraq. Wherever we go, in Kosovo, Bosnia-Herzegovina, wherever it may be, always the United Nations stays. And there's the problem.
Well, we are the cannon fodder for the United Nations.
We have been the cannon fodder for the United Nations, and we are the cannon fodder for the United Nations, and our troops don't believe, many of them, that we are that.
They're too young.
They're not educated about it because the control in place in our military is well underway to implementing a one-world global dictatorship, and certainly that's the big problem at this point in time. Now listen, Richard, I need to move on. We're about to run out of time, but if I can understand everyone's frustration, I appreciate your frustration. Continue to frustrate me, and I'll give you the directions. I've been frustrated my entire life, so I just gave up being frustrated.